In reports for Fenwick, Overloon, Revire, and Necessary, AHS invests 343,000 water in sanitation at Katongo Health Facility. China to import some South African products duty-free in international news and in sports news, Copa Queens, says Local South Park 2025 title defense, a FUMA schedule is released. Sometime when our news of the youngest Wendy, the National Party President Nevas Mumba says the continued standoff over the repatriation and bio of former President Edgar Lungu is unnecessary. Speaking during the political podcast, Dr. Mumbi stated that the NNP has maintained one consistent position from the outset that President Lungu's body must be returned and laid to rest on Zambian soil. Dr. Mumba also dismissed assertions that President Hakainde Hichilema has insisted on viewing the body before burial, saying there is no such position from either the church or the head of state. He noted that while President Hichilema and former President Lungu only shared a professional relationship and were not personal friends, and the president remains constitutionally obligated to facilitate a dignified burial for his predecessor, Dr. Mumba said that the priority is for the former president to be buried with honor and respect at the end of his life, only prolonging the standoff risks damaging national unity and the late leader's legacy.
I think that we should not allow the late president to be remembered as somebody who was buried in bitterness. If President Issa was alive, I don't think he would wish that they do this standoff. It doesn't look good for his legacy, his family, and for Zambia as a whole. The relationship that existed between President Hakainde Hichilema and ECL, I cannot term it as the best of relationships. It was a professional relationship. He was president and Hakainde was opposition leader. But they were not friends that would go out and play golf together. So the president does not need to be there because they had no relationship, but he's obligated by the law to ensure that he facilitates for the burial of his predecessor. So for me, these people said he should not see it. Who told them he wants to see the body? But what I see is a responsibility as head of state to ensure that his predecessor is given the honor that is due to him.
The Katongo Health Facility in Kawe has officially received a newly constructed admission block handed over to the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, AHF, the facility which previously struggled with inadequate sanitation infrastructure, now has dedicated toilets and washrooms to serve the growing number of patients and staff. Nelia Kavaso Kangwa, the facility nurse in charge, expressed profound gratitude during the handover ceremony, noting that the clinic previously only had two functional toilets to serve male and female patients, as well as the labor ward. According to Ms. Kangwa, the improved sanitation is expected to have a direct positive impact on service delivery and patient attendance, noting that sometimes previously avoided the facility due to the poor state of the toilets, but the new block ensures a more dignified and hygienic environment for everyone seeking medical care.
So as a facility, we are very grateful to have this vision being handed over to us from our partners. So we have been very helpful, we have been working together very well, and we wasted a complaint that the facility does have to function as issues for both male and female, and the women in labor and regularly in our class, and they came to our aid, and they are finally given us this ablution, and we are very, very grateful, and we promise to take good care of it. I think we improve in our performance in terms of delivering services to our clients.
And the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, who officially handed over the newly constructed ablution block to the Katongo Health Facility in Kawe, valued at over 343,000 kwacha, said the investment is aimed at improving sanitation safety and infection prevention at the clinic. Speaking during the handover, Central Region Medical Manager Dr. Fend Kaseka said that the new infrastructure is vital for the comfort and safety of the community, urging the residents to value and take care of the new facility, describing it as vital community asset.
So we saw the need. There are only two additional jobs, both for staff and for the community, for the patients, and we still believe that we need to provide more sanitation facilities.
Yeah.
For the comfort, safety, infection prevention, and this costed us about 353,000 kwacha. What we expect from people just to value our assets, the communities take care of it.
Meanwhile, AHF Country Program Manager Dr. Webster Chewe reaffirmed the Foundation's long-standing commitment to partnering with the Ministry of Health. The AIDS Healthcare Foundation currently partners with the Ministry of Health in over 5 facilities within Kabwe to ensure the delivery of quality healthcare and HIV-related services. Governance activist Sam Zulu has welcomed Mopani Copper Mine's decision to suspend all underground mining operations conducted by Reliance Mining, describing the move as firm, necessary and long overdue following recent fatal accidents. The suspension comes after 2 deadly underground incidents occurred within a period of less than 2 weeks, a situation that has raised serious concerns about safety standards in the mining sector. Mr. Zulu said the repeated accidents point to systematic safety failures rather than isolated incidents, warning that underground mining operations cannot afford weak oversight or complacency. He noted that Mopani's decision sends a strong message that production targets should never be precedent over the safety and lives of the workers. However, Mr. Zulu added that workers must be empowered to refuse unsafe tests, freely report hazards without fear of victimization, and see tangible improvements in equipment, ventilation, supervision and overall shift management. He has since urged regulators, mine owners and contractors to strengthen safety enforcement, audits and training across the mining industry, stating that no level of copper production can justify the loss of life.
Safety meetings must translate into action. The mass safety meetings with underground workers and supervisors are welcome, but they must not go beyond teaching. Workers need to feel empowered to refuse unsafe work, report hazards without fear of victimization. The decision there by Mopani Copper Mine to defend necessary and long overdue, especially in an industry where safety cannot be treated as a box-ticking exercise. 2 fatal underground accidents in less than 3 weeks is not a coincidence. It's a clear red flag of systematic safety failure by suspending all underground operations conducted by Reliance Mining. Mopani is sending a strong signal.
A fisherman has died in Eastern Province after being attacked by a crocodile while fleeing from elephants. Police in Mambwe District say 52-year-old Dean Yurinda of Nkoko Village in Chief Kafumbi's area was returning from fishing in the Luangwa River with 2 colleagues when they encountered a herd of elephants. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Riverson Mwemba stated that the men ran for safety, but Yurinda entered a stream near the river and was attacked by a crocodile.